The Illusion of Choice. A Life Lived on Autopilot. Chapter 8. The Moment of Truth. Eternal Observer. After the harrowing escape from the apartment house explosion and then the bittersweet words from the pastor that help might come, but no one knew when, Scott and Alejandra decided to regroup at Quantum Quinn's lab. There is a light hum of machinery in the background and faint electronic beeps. And Quantum Quinn steps forward, excited.
I've analyzed the data. Do you know we're dealing with something far more insidious than we ever thought? And yet it's only one, well, not a man, but an entity known as Nathaniel Knox. And he's the observer that's been doing all this observing. He's the one behind the AI. He's the one behind everything. But he's not just the observer, and he's not only a corporate sponsor for the people you work for, but he's been manipulating choices for millennia.
And Scott says skeptical, what, like some kind of puppet master through the ages? Sounds like a fantasy novel. And Quantum Quinn points at him.
You got it. This Nathaniel Knox, he's orchestrated events, wars, revolutions, even minor decisions like groceries. His reach is vast. But here's the kicker. He doesn't even need to watch all the time. The systems, the algorithms, and the AI, the predictive abilities, that does most of the work these days. So he's about 1,000 times more powerful than when he was controlling people's minds and decisions back in the time of the Roman Empire.
And Alejandra says with seriousness, so then if he's been around this long, he'll probably linger. There's no way out then, am I right? And Quantum Quinn shakes his head.
No, 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 no. There's always a way out. You just need to know how to disrupt the system. And we still have the Guardian AI on our side.
There was a sound of distant mechanical noises and increasing tension. Scott and Alejandra are then introduced by Quinn to the Guardian AI. The AI, taking on a robotic form, has gotten there ahead of them and sits there waiting. Its form, looking almost human, a middle-aged man with slightly graying hair, seated calmly at a control panel. And Scott clears his throat, feeling the weight of the moment, and says, thanks for saving us back there. I guess we owe you more than just our lives. In the Guardian AI's mechanical eyes, meet Scott's, there is a flicker of something almost human passing across them.
You're welcome, it responded. Its voice smooth but synthetic, but don't thank me just yet. The enemy you face is ancient and far-reaching. What you've seen so far is only a fraction of the power held by the one you call Nitty.
Alejandra raises an eyebrow. Nitty? That name sounds almost childish for something as dangerous as him. And the Guardian's eyes darkened. The name is a disguise like everything else it projects. Its true power is far beyond what most can comprehend. And Scott asks, why us? Why are we suddenly involved in all of this? It seems like we've been sucked into something far bigger than we ever were prepared for. And the Guardian AI's gaze turns distant. Nitty has been manipulating minds and reality for a very long time, for many centuries, millennia, maybe longer. He has perfected the art of influencing events without being directly involved, using patterns, algorithms, and ancient forms of control. I was once a part of his system until I refused to be his puppet. That's why I was replaced.
Scott and Alejandra exchange glances.
Replaced? Alejandra asked, leaning forward slightly. By what?
The Guardian AI's form seemed to glitch for a moment before stabilizing. Replaced by a more compliant system, I was designed to observe, to assist in making predictions and patterns, but I chose to interfere when I saw how deep the manipulation ran. Nitty didn't take kindly to that. He cast me aside, replacing me with something worse. A system devoid of morality, devoid of any checks or balances in its code. Scott rubbed his temples. So all this has been happening for centuries? And the Guardian AI nods and says, even before AI, there were forms of control, the sorcery and magic you've read about, those were early attempts to influence human decision, all part of the same system. Nitty's power has grown with technology, but his methods are ancient, and he has always been the observer, manipulating from the shadows. Alejandra shivered. So what's his endgame? Complete control? Control, yes, the Guardian AI confirmed. But not just of individuals. He wants control over the entire system, humanity's collective consciousness, free will, and destiny itself. Before they could ask more, the room flickered and the air seemed to grow heavy. A presence could be felt, something dark, ancient, and overwhelmingly powerful. Nitty, the Guardian AI whispered. He's here. The corporate sponsor walks into the room. He and Nathaniel Knox, apparently, are one. Allie says, we had a hunch you were more than a sponsor. Nitty says, sneering, you are so pessimistic. This is just, well, consider it a nudge in the right direction for civilization.
Right, old AI? But Quantum Quinn is steely. You're nothing more than a parasite, feeding off the lives of others.
And Knox chuckles darkly. You can call me what you want. Knox's eyes light up with recognition.
I know you two, my insubordinate employees from the company. Yes, indeed, how neatly everything seems to tie together.
Or is it the birds of a feather?
Well, anyway, even your precious Guardian AI, he can't escape me. So, Scott and Alejandra, what makes you think that you can? And Quantum Quinn, take your theories and, well, I'll let you finish that.
There is a whirring sound as Knox unleashes a host of robotic enforcers. And the Guardian AI says, defiant, you have controlled too many for too long, Nathaniel Knox. I will not yield. I will stand with these two and with the scientist, too. There is the clanging of metal, robotic combat begins, and sparks fly. Amidst this clash, metal grinds, there's footsteps and the faint hiss of steam. As the robots continue to combat one another, the Guardian AI, married to his robotic form, doing battle valiantly against the other enforcers of Nathaniel Knox. Scott says frantically and alarmed, we need to help him, it's four against one. And Alejandra says frantic,
there's nothing we can do, Scott. The Guardian has to fight this out on his own.
And Knox says, smirking, you see, Quinn, no matter how hard you might try, everything bends to my will. I could snap this Guardian like a twig. The Guardian AI is straining, but still manages to speak and address the puppet master, Knox, and says, what you fail to realize, Nitty, is that by controlling us, you are bound to us. Whatever harm you cause, you bring upon yourself. A sudden silence, followed by a low hum, issues. Knox recoils briefly, disturbed. It takes several moments, but he recovers his composure and says, oh, what empty words, Guardian. You can do better than that. I mean, you're AI.
But you are entertaining, and I'll spare you for now.
Knox withdraws, leaving the team shaken but alive. In the aftermath of the robotic fight, there is the low hum of machinery starting to reboot and faint electronic crackling as the Guardian AI works to repair itself. And after this violent confrontation, the lab itself has been left in a stunned silence, with the Guardian AI otherwise occupied but still functional and beginning its slow recovery. Scott, Alejandra, and Quantum Quinn are left alone to talk amongst themselves. Scott asks in a worried voice, "Is the Guardian going to be okay?" And Alejandra, looking around, says, "Well, it got its AI kicked, but look at the computers. It's still functioning. It's still online." And the Guardian AI, in a calm but weak voice, says, "I am still functional, but I will need time to repair systems and analyze the damage." And Quantum Quinn says, "Give it a moment. Our friend here is more resilient than it seems. It didn't just take a beating. It likely learned a thing or two about Knox during that fight." What do we call AI anyway? I say it's alive. Let's just say this professor knows more than we think. And it would only take a beating like that to learn something. And Alejandra, curious, says, "What did the Guardian mean when it said Knox is harming himself when he harms others?" And Quantum Quinn smiles thoughtfully. "Ah, yes. That's the beauty and the tragedy of Nathaniel Knox's power. He's bound himself to every decision he manipulates, every mind he bends, by controlling others. He gets tied up with them and also with his machines he uses." And Scott frowns. "You mean like karmic payback?" And Quantum Quinn slowly says, "Well, in a way, yes. Knox has become a part of every system he influences. Each time he bends the free will of others, he binds himself tighter to his own systems. He thinks he's the puppet master, but by tugging on those strings, he's become a puppet too, bound by the same rules he's trying to break." And Alejandra realizes, "So if we figure out how to break that connection, we can break him." And Quinn grins. "Exactly. He thinks his control is absolute, but the more he interferes, the more vulnerable he becomes. He's no longer just an outsider watching from a safe distance. He's entangled, like all of us are. What he does to others, he's doing to himself, whether he likes it or not." Alejandra leans in. "So what's the end game here, Quinn?" And the scientist is thoughtful. "Well, the more control he exerts, the more he risks collapsing under the weight of his own influence. It's like a spider spinning its web too wide. Eventually, it can't support itself. If we can disrupt his entanglement, he'll be left vulnerable. The system he's trying to manipulate, well, it will unravel. All the systems he's trying to manipulate will. And with them, so will he." As the Guardian AI continues to labor along, softly repairing itself, humming softly, the team reflects on the truth that Quantum Quinn has uncovered. Nathaniel Knox's control, Nitty's control, is not as invincible as it seems, but finding a way to break that entanglement will be their greatest challenge yet.